Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Giving you any advice on being in the playoffs? I mean, he played four playoff games before, so.
Yeah, really the biggest thing is just enjoy the moment. That's what he said, because you really don't know how many times you get this opportunity here. And so really just take it all in and just take it one pitch at a time.
You've had four road games now. I mean, what are you expecting from tonight, and how do you control, you know, your emotions in that set?
Electricity, for sure. It's going to be awesome. These are the moments you dream of. You work as a kid, you want to play in these games, you want to be in these games, especially here in Kansas City, just because of how great the fans are, how they show out each and every night, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bobby, if I could take you back to spring training, what led you to believe that this team could get to this point after the type of year the team had last year?
Yeah, I think it started almost before spring training, just with the moves that we made. It was amazing moves with players that we have now, and just whenever everyone came into spring training, it just felt like that team was special. Just the camaraderie that we had, and you just felt it and just knew it was a special team, and just how we bonded so well. And it started from opening day to now here we are today.
Hey, Bobby, in Baltimore, you told us you took a moment to take everything in, and that was awesome. What do you think that moment's going to be like here tonight in a few hours?
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. It's just, like I said, these are the moments you dream of, and so you just got to take it all in, enjoy every moment, and just make it last.
Hey, Bobby, JJ's talked a lot about kind of meeting with you at the end of last season, kind of talking about the future, and he said he just really wanted to ask you, like, what you wanted moving forward. I'm just kind of curious how you remember that conversation going and kind of remember what you told him.
Yeah, the ultimate goal in those conversations, we wanted to win, and we wanted to do it this year, and so the conversations went well, and so here we are today. And so, it's just one of those things where just him coming to me, asking me questions about what we think, like, what's the next step? And the next step was just to win, because we knew how close we were last year, even though we lost 100-plus games. But we just knew the team we had, and just add a couple key additions, and we're going to be right here where we are today.
So
Bobby, I know things haven't gone personally as well for you in these first two games in New York as one of them, and you're all about winning. But have you gone back and looked? What have you kind of found that maybe you weren't doing right in New York that needs to change for you here in these next few games?
Yeah, no, just slow down the game. Nothing really needs to change too much. If I go back to spring training and say I'm over 10, but with the series 1-1 with the New York Yankees, I'd take that 100 times out of 100. And so just got to take things one pitch at a time, not worry about results, just worry about taking it one pitch at a time, one at bat at a time, and just try to get another win.
Do you go back and like study the video, the pitch sequences? What do you do
to kind of
get right, I guess?
Yeah, I just, those past two games, you flush it and you move on, and then now we're here today, and I do my normal routine that I've always done. Don't try to change anything really, because we've played so many games, and just go about it my normal way.
Bobby, when you're going through something like this, is it helpful to have others in the lineup kind of pick you up?
Yeah, anytime that that's why there's nine guys in the lineup. You can't all just kind of put it on one person, so you go about it just the team. That's how great this team is. We just kind of always keep the line moving. And sometimes it's someone else, sometimes it's someone else. And so you just got to take things one pitch at a time, one step at a time. And just that's why this team's so special, is because it's not always just one person, it's just the whole team.
Hey, Bobby, Michael Massey told me after the first win in Baltimore how like a win like that could really bring the team together. What differences have you noticed in the clubhouse over these past two, the Baltimore series and then this one? Has anything changed with you guys in the clubhouse? Or
honestly, yeah, not really. We've been the same clubhouse pretty much since we started the season. We're enjoying our time. We're enjoying the wins. We're learning. We're improving. We're trying to get better each and every day. And so that's kind of how we go about our business, is just, yeah, some things, like, we got to celebrate the wins when we can, but then also when that's over, flush it, move on, and get ready for the next day.
Bobby, right here. One of those acquisitions was Seth Lugo. I'm wondering if you could talk. He's a guy who wanted to be a starting pitcher for a long time, had to come out of the bullpen. Playing behind him, what do you think makes him a good starting pitcher, demeanor-wise, stuff-wise? Why has he had so much success this year as a starter?
Yeah, I just think the work he puts in before the game, the preparation he has, and just how he just attacks hitters, just with all 27 pitches he has. No, but yeah, it's just great to see him do what he does, and just how I call him the surgeon, just because he's kind of attacking and dicing up hitters. And so it's just a lot of fun to see and play defense behind him, and just how consistent he's been throughout the whole entire year. And just each and every start, you know, we're going to get out of him. And so it's just been a lot of fun.
Bobby, back here. What did Salvador Perez tell you about home games at the K during the postseason?
When you ask him about it, he just smiles. So that's when you know it's something special. But yeah, it's just how great the fans are here. And just like I've said in the past, like I've heard it over across the street. Now we're going to hear it tonight. So I'm really, really excited.
Two guys at the bottom, Garrett Hampson, Michael Garcia, their performances, they've come through in the clutch. Just what have you seen from them that makes?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Just those two guys have just been, they've put on the big stage and they're performing. And so that's what it makes this team so special. Like I said, it's just those two guys, the work they put in, just wait for their time to come. And then here it is. And so it's been awesome.
Do you remember when you first called Seth
to a surgery? Not really. I can't really remember. It was early in the year, just because that's when he started doing what he's been doing.
Did you think of it just as you were watching him, or how did you?
Well, it kind of just came up. I think someone said it, and then I heard it, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to say it. So I said it.
I mean, you've had a couple moments, you know, taking the air out of the stadium in Camden Yards with the game-winning RBI a couple of times, or the double play on Stanton late on Monday. Is that as satisfying to like take the air out of a stadium as it is to like hit one out here and kind of electrify the home fans? I mean, how's that compare and contrast?
Yeah, I haven't done that here yet, really, within this type of stage. But yeah, it's anytime you're able to kind of help the team in any shape or form, it's always special. And every time you kind of can quiet the opposing crowd is pretty good.
Awesome.
You mentioned across the street. I'm just wondering, people always talk about how great it is to win in towns, like big cities like LA, New York. What have the Chiefs told you about what it's like to win here? And I know Mahomes is involved with you guys a little bit. What has he told you anything about postseason success or any relationship you have with him?
Yeah, just seeing the videos in the past in 2014, 2015, just how the fans are and just how they're always in tune. They're always cheering for the team they love. And so this team, this city is a sports town, just from all the sports and what all they're doing. And just, it's really special to see just how well they support their teams. And that's why I love it here.
Have you talked about it all the last couple of days?
Before the playoffs started, we texted a little bit.
What's his message?
just keep working. This is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to go enjoy this time.
A couple of things kind of along that line. You guys were gone for so long. When you got back, you've only been back for like a day. Do you feel something different with the playoff fever around town?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't really been out and about, but yeah, you can definitely just tell the buzz just with on like social media, and just you can just feel it. Just coming to the stadium yesterday and just kind of looking around, and just you could just definitely feel the buzz is coming. And just even from seeing videos at the Chiefs game of them cheering "Let's Go Royals," it's pretty special.
You've got some really good numbers everywhere this year, but even better at home. What is it about Kauffman Stadium you think that suits you, that where the splits are a little bit better here than on the road?
Yeah, anytime I feel like you go to your house at home, you go wherever, you're pretty comfortable. And so I just think that this is my home, and so I'm really comfortable playing here. I got a good routine, and just being able to kind of play in front of the fans is just what I love to do.
You see the ball better here. People talk about the batter's eye screen back there. Is there anything about like just seeing the ball when you're hitting here?
I just think just have a good routine and just comfortable playing at Kauffman Stadium.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.